sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Simcha Deinecha Gittel and for Harav Moshe Ben Reisel, the Refuah Shleima. And we're going to be learning an inyan here of Kvura, based on a tshuva written by Rav Nosson Gishtetner Zatzal in his Laharis Nosson in the 14th volume in Siman Samaches, to Harav Baruch Oberlander, who's a Chabad Rav in Budapest. He's zocha to be Mezaka the Rabbim in Budapest, and he's also a very prominent Talmud Chacham in his own right. So he asked Rav Gishtetner about a certain town in Hungary that they want to sell an old cemetery of Goyim, a Jew wants to build houses there, and is it okay to take a Goyish cemetery and use it to do the ancient Jewish custom of developing real estate and making a buck or a few million? So of course, as almost every Shaila begins, we begin with the Gemara. The Gemara says in Gittin, and Daf Samech Aleph Amud Aleph, Mefarnesin Ani Nachrim Ani Yisrael, Omevakum Cholei Nachrim Cholei Yisrael. We are Mefarnes, we support Goyisha poor people, together with Jewish poor people. We bury, we visit Goyim, sick Goyim, just like we visit unwell Jewish people. So Parnassa you give to Goyim as well as Jews, Bikur Cholam you do to Goyim as well as Jews, and you also bury Meisei Nachar in Meisei Yisrael. You bury Gentiles together with Jews, Mipnei Darkei Shalom, for the sake of peace. Rashi says in Meisei Yisrael, sounds like you're burying them in the same cemetery together with Jewish people. So Rashi explains, Lo b'kivrei Yisrael, ela mis'askim behem, im matzom harugim im Yisrael. If you find Gentile dead together with Jewish dead, so you take care of the Gentile dead together with the Jewish dead. The Ran writes that Rashi says, if you found them dead together with Jewish peoples, lav dafka, even if you found Gentile dead people alone, you are mis'asik with them, mipnei Hashalom, for the sake of peace. And so writes the Ritva and the Rashba. There so appears in the Rambam in the 14th parak of Pechas Evel. He writes, Kovr meisei goyim umnachem avleim uvakum cholem pnei darkei shalom. He doesn't say, im meisei Yisrael. The mashmos is that you bury Gentiles alone. You don't have to necessarily bury them if you're running burying Jews. Burying them as well. No, they can be buried alone. So to in Shulchan Aruch Yeradesh in Samach Zayin, it says, Kovr meisei akum, etc. pnei darkei shalom. So we are also burying, if necessary, dead Gentile people. The Kesef Mishnah says in Ochos Malachim Perek Yid Alach Yid Aleph. He copies the Ran that even when you find Gentiles alone, you're misasik mipnei Hashalom. So now with our Shaila, since there's a chiyuv to bury dead Gentile people, certainly we can't destroy their kvarim. So the only taina is that is only shaykh maybe with a goyish person who hasn't yet been buried. But in our case, they've already been buried many, many years. And according to the Gentile law over there in Hungary, you're allowed to, after a few years, that's it. They already fulfilled their purpose, and you're allowed to take them out of their kvarim. So why should we be more machmir in the covet of mason of goyim if the goyim themselves aren't machmir? However, it's not so pasha. The Ramban writes in Parshas Kisetze, Perikov Aleph, Pasuk Chof Gimel, and that it says, Lo solin vlosu al etz kivu akobar sik brenu biyomahu, ki kilas alokim tolu, bilo tetami esad moscha. So this is the mitzvah not to leave the nevela on the tree, rather bury it on that day, because it's the curse of God that's hanging. Do not contaminate your land. Dimin alav hazeh, cover Yoshua's malchei Canaan. So we have in Yoshua Perek Yud Pasuk Chavav that he buried the Meisei Canaan. So since Yoshua in Perek Yud buries the Meisei Canaan, so too we also have to bury Mishum Shechashash L'Kilas Olkim and Amashal Shoshnei Achim. Right, Rabbi Ramban is referring to the famous mashal brought in Rashi. What does it mean, kilos elokim talu? It's, let's say you have twins and one of them is hanging, so it looks like the other one is hanging. So we are like Hashem's twins, so to speak. So when we hang, it's like Hashem hanging. So we see from this Ramban that Meisei Akum also have to be buried midin Torah and also have a din of losalin. The Emes Barashi says Adam et Musnukno of Yisrael Hangbanov. So it's mashma only Yisrael has this mashal of Shnei Achim, that if we're hanging, that it looks kaviyachol like Hashem kaviyachol is hanging. Chas v'shalom. But midivrei Ramban, it emerges that this applies even to Goyim, because the Ramban says min alav is that cover Yoshua's Malchei Kanan. So from this lav, Yoshua buried the Malchei Kanan. So too, we also have to bury our dead. We have to bury their dead, or even Goyim. In the Minchas Chinuch and Tavkuf Lamed Zayin, the Komitz Mincha, he's mistapik b'ven Noach shegidef ve'oved avodah zarah in tzarich letloto. If ben Noach was megadef, he was oved avodah zarah, do you have to hang him like a Jew? And if you have to be morid him, kodem bo Hashemesh. So he says from Lashon of Rashi, it's mashma that this only applies to Jews. But in the Ramban, he writes Lahedya that even Bnei Noach this law applies, and therefore Yoshua said to take the Malchei Kanan down from the Eitzim before Bo Hashemesh. So since included in the law of Los Salin is all the Mesim, not only those who are hanged by the Beis Din, like we say in the Sefer HaChinuch, and also look in the Ramban in the fourth parak of Evo Lachaches, Melin Meso over Be'el Osesei. So and so to in the Lech Mishnah, look there in Per, and also in Perakid Beis Halacha Aleph. So it comes out that b'chol akum and all goyim there is this lav of halonas hameis. So now we have a kasha. Why does it say in Gittin kover meisei akum mishum darkei shalom? What do you mean kover meisei akum mishum darkei shalom? We have a mitzvah doraisa lo salin, and also the essay of kover sikberenu. The Ramban says that the lav of lo salin, not to let his nevela be on the eitz, was said by all goyim. And therefore the essay of Kovar Sikbarenu is also shayach to him, because it says it in the same pasuk. So why do we have to come on to Darkei Shalom, which is like a Takanas Chachamim, when we have a pasuk in the Torah to be machayev us to bury the Gentile dead? So in Tshuvah Shaul HaMeshiv in Madura Kamas in Kufnana Analef, he writes that in Yoshua we see that Gam B'meis Akum shayach lo salin K'lechsiv B'melech Ay U'kavo HaShemesh Siv Yoshua V'ridus Nevlasu Min Ha'etz. So the Melech Ai, the sun was coming down, so Yeshua said, take his nevela down from the tree. The Radak says, because of Lo Solin of Lost to Allah Eitz. Also by David it says, Shmuel Beis, Ches, Yud Gimel, Bayaz David, Shem, Beshuvah, Me'akosu, Es Aram. Rashi says, Shekover is Harugim, Sharag Bedom, Vushem Tov L'Yisrael, Shekover Mesonem. How wonderful are the Jews that we even bury our enemies. So the Shaul HaMeshiv brings down this inyan that we have to even bury the Gentile dead. So that we bring from David, there's no raya that it's a din d'oraisa to bury the Akum, because maybe he did it, like Rashi says there, for who shame tov l'Yisrael, to have, bring a good name to the Jewish people, like Darkei Shalom, like it says in the Gemara in Gittin. But Yehoshua, that he commanded to take down the Melech Ai min ha'etz, and the Radak said it because of the lav of Lo Salin, so to din d'oraisa like the Ramban. Obazoi, it's shver. Why do we say kover meisei akum ibnei darkei shalom? Tepuklet, you'd say instead that it's a din d'oraisa be'emes. We have to be ma'ayin what Rashi says in the Kikilas Elohim Talui, Zilzulo shel melech husha adam asa bidmus diukno, for Yisrael in Banav, it's a zilzul of the melech, and we're hanging on the tree because we're made in the image of God and we're his children and we look like him. So it's mashma that only the Jewish people are made bidmus diukno shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's shver because it says in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos and Paragimel, Mishnah Yadalid, Chavi vadim shenivra b'tselem, chibi yaseru nadasel shenivra b'tselem, ki b'tselem alakim asasa adam, chaviv in Yisrael shenek rubanam lamakom, shenem rubanam tam shem alakechem. The Tosfos Yontov explains that chavi vadim shenivra b'tselem was said even about Bnei Noach. Tselem alakim asasa adam, that's a Ben Noach. Ayin sham barichu. So why does Rashi say that dafke b'Yisrael, that we're his children, it says kilas alakim taloi, because we're made b'dus nukno shalakadosh Baruch Hu. Even the goyim are made b'dus nukno shalakadosh Baruch Hu. There were Tzeres Yisrael there, and the Mishnah brings a raya that even a goy was created b'tselem alakim because of the melech Ai and the chamisha malachim that Yoshua hanged, so he took them down before nightfall. So why does Rashi say dafke b'Yisrael We are called Banav. There it's Shaykh Kilos Elokim Tali. A Goy is also created in the Tzelem Elokim. So the Maharal and Derech Chaim in Pirkei Avos in his Sefer, Paragimel, Mishnah Yedalit, he writes out that it says Chaviv Adam Shnibber B'Tzelem, it doesn't include everybody. Because Chazal already say, Atem Kuriyam Adam, Veinu Umus Kuriyam Adam. So even though he has a Tzuras Adam, but he's not, that's not considered a true Adam. And also when man was created B'Tzelem, Adam and Noach, they had this Tzelem Elokim. But after Bechiras Am Yisrael, this Tzelem was mismayet by the Umos. The Maharal explains this more in the Sefer HaNetzach, that even though the Umos are also called Adam, because they also have a Tzelem Elokim, Nasem et Tzelmenu, but by the Akum Tzuras Adam is Betela Eitzel Aguf. Ki mitzad Aguf HaChomri Nizbatel HaTzelem Eloki Ukilu Haya Kol Chomri. So there the Tzelem is mismayit, there the Tzelem is diminished. So there still is a Tzelem Elokim, but it's a lesser Tzelem. So it would appear that Rashi also went on this derech, that even though a person was born with Tzelem Elokim, nevertheless this Tzelem is batel laguf hachomri, and because of this it's not shayach kilas Elokim tali. Only by Jews this is shayach, since we are banav shel makom. And Rashi intended to say, like it says in Mishnah, Chibi Yisera and Adasli Yisrael Shaniku Vanam Lamakom. Like Rashi says there, we're made by Mustyukno, Yisrael Haim Banav. So we're called Banav Lamakom. In other words, we have more of a Tzelem Elokim than the Akum, which is more batal to the Guf HaChomri, like the Maharal says, but our Tzelem is more accentuated. So we would try to be Miyashev Rashi and say that when Rashi says that we're created with Tzelem, Kilos Elokim Tali, it's because we're considered Banim, Chaviv Adam Yisrael, Chaviv Yisrael Shneku Banim Lamakom, we have more of its Tzelem. Very good. But we still have the Shverkite that we raised earlier. What about the Ramban? The Ramban says this is a lav of Lo Solon, even by Goyim, and therefore Yoshua took down the Malchi Canaan, Kodim Bo HaShemesh. So why does the Gemara say that Kovrim may say Akum Al Tzdakei Shalom? There's a lav doyer isa. So because of this, it would appear we could say as follows, that that's what the Ramban says, that even by Goyim there's a lav of Lo Solon, like we find by Yehoshua, who took down the Malchi Canaan Min HaEitzim. That's only like Yehoshua, that he himself commanded to hang them, like it says in the Pasuk, Perakir Pasuk Chava, Vayakim Yehoshua Achorechen, Vayimisim, Vayitlem Al Chamisha Eitzim, Vayutluyim Al HaEitzim, Ada Orev. And also Yoshua Ches Chav Ches, Vayisrof Yoshua Saivas Melchai Tola Ala Eitz, Hadeis Ha'erev, Ukvu Hashemesh, Tziva Yoshua Vyudos Nevlasu Min Ha'etz. So since this Inyan of Kelos Elokim Tali was done by him, he was hanging up this person on the tree, therefore he was Mechuyiv to take him down, Bebo Hashemesh, when the sun came down. But a Goy who's Meis Mei Eilav, a Goy who dies by himself, without our help, there's no mitzvah on the Jewish person to bury him. It's only Yoshua. There he was, he created this Metzius that he would, you know, that they were killed and that they were hanged on the tree. But if he dies on his own, then there's no mitzvah of Lo Solon. And the reason possibly is that it says in the Ramban and Sefer Mitzvahs in Shorash Aleph and Yabez Amid Aleph that Kfuras HaMeis is only a chiv on the Krovim. But if there are no Krovim, it's a Meis Mitzvah, and then everybody is chayiv to bury him. And that Meis Mitzvah, everybody is chayiv to bury, we learn from Nazir, we learn from the Pasuk, if even Kohen Gadol is Nitmel Meis Mitzvah, the Rambam says, in Paragimel Meva Allah Ches, that Kohen is Tamei Meis, it becomes Tamei to the Meis, is a Halacha Mipi Kabbalah, that it's a Mitzvah we have from a tradition, Ayin Sham, in the Lechem Mishnah. So that would appear as follows, that the Din Meis Mitzvah, that everybody is commanded to bury him, is not Shaykh to Akum. Only be Yisrael we have this din, and that the Yoshua commanded to be Kovar Malchi Canaan, that's because over there he himself was Gorim, the Bizui, of their Misa and their Tzliya. But a Meis Akum, a Jew is not Chayiv to bury him in a din, because even if Meis Yisrael, there's not a mitzvah for other people to bury him, if not for the pasuk we had by Kohen Gadol that he's nitma l'meis mitzvah. So we don't have this special limud by a meis akum, and therefore we say that we bury akum mipnei darkei shalom, and even if he dies shelo begromas Yisrael, rather he was found to be killed, like Rashi says there in Gittin. So now it comes out as a, that if we cause the bizui, then there's a mitzvah of burying him. But if we just find him, there's no mitzvah d'oraisa, there's just a mitzvah of darkei shalom, kumtois. That even atzmos shomei se akum asul hotziyam mikivreyam. in order to take them out of the kever, because the Chassam Sofer writes in the Tshuvas and Yerudei and Simen Shin Nun Gimel that also the Kvuras Atzmos of the Chiyuv of Kvuras Atzmos, the obligation to bury bones, is Mudaraisa from the Pasuk of Ki Kavur Sikberenu, and so to Bizayon Hames, that's also derived from that Pasuk of Kilas Elokim, is referring also to the Atzamos. Ki B'Tzelem Elokim Asas Adam. There's no chilik between an Adam Shalem and Adam Chasur Balmum, and even on an Etzem, we're now to be Noig Minig Bizayon. The whole body is, we're now to be Noig Minig Bizayon. Now, according to the Ramban, with the Pasuk Vikasik and Kavor Sikberenu, and the Lab of Los Salon, that were now to be Mevaza Emes, that's Nivra B'Tselem Elokim, is referring to Akum, and for that reason Yoshua took down the Malchay Akum from their Tli and buried them. So too, the Atzamos, the bones of Mese Akum, were now to be Mevaza, based on what the Chasam Sofer says, that by Atzamos also, by bones as well, there is an essay of Kvura and an Iser Bizayon, Mishum, Kilas Elokim Talo Yoibazoi, the Atzamos of Akum, the bones of Goyim, we're now allowed to take them out of their graves, because Kvura is Siluk Habizayon, the Akiras Kvura is Havoas Habizayon, as it says, Ki Kavor Sikberenu. So that's preventing the Bizayon, taking out is creating a Bizayon. So Rav Oberlander wanted to taina that let us remove them from their kvarim, because the goyim themselves don't care. If they don't care, why should we be more strict than them? But based on what we're saying, it's not true, because it's a din for us. We're now to be mevaze anybody who's created B'Tselem. So therefore, even if they're not makbid, we still have to be makbid. So it comes out now that if we cause the bizayon, then we have to remove it and bury the person. We find by Yehoshua. If we just find them dead, then we have to bury them. But being mevaze the mace, taking them out of the grave, so that would apply even to a goy. It would seem even that there would be even an Isur Doraisa for a goy to be mevaze him, because like the Chasam Sofer says, for even his corpse. Because Kvura Tzatzamos is Doraisa, which for an Akum would mean that if one caused, based on this Mahalach, that if one caused the Bizayon, the Kvura of his Tzatzamos is Doraisa, and then taking them out of the grave would be also an Avera, because we have a mitzvah Doraisa to put them in there, and take them out of there as a Bizayon, and we're not allowed to do that. We are not allowed to create a Bizayon. So any time we go in, even though these people just died in their own, to take him out of the grave, creating Bizayon, that we are not allowed to do, and therefore would be usher to be mefana, to remove these bones from their graves and then build buildings there. And not only that, but it won't look good over here, as Rav Gishtetner proves from another tshuva of the Chasam Sofer, that he writes there that there was the Rav Mordechai Benet, a guy in Isha Loikim, the Av Bezin of Nikolsburg. So he was buried not in his place in Liechtenstadt, and they wanted to move him to Makom Avosav in Nikolsburg. And the Chasam Sofer is mevar that min adin, you're allowed to remove his bones for various reasons, but he says he don't do it. Why? Because what's going to end up happening is that goyim are going to see this, and they're going to say, "Oh, you remove his bones, we can move anybody's bones." So the takala is going to come from this. And in the Ksav Yad of the Gaon Rav Aaron David Deitch, the author of the Shut Goren David, he writes that when he went to learn in the Yeshiva of the Chasam Sofer, the Talmidim told him that a year before, the Chasam Sofer was asked if it's mutter to remove his bones, the bones of Rav Mordechai Benet. He refused, because of the chash that they're going to be mevatel other kivros Yisrael. And then he was matir because he said that Mordechai Benet appeared to him in his dream, and he asked him to move him to Nikolsburg, and he said nothing bad is going to come from it. So that's a very interesting story. Uncle Panim, you see, the Chasim Sofer is very choshesh. So we can say in our case also that once they see us, you don't mind desecrating seminaries, seminaries. You don't want to touch the seminaries. You want to let the girls learn well. But cemeteries, you want to desecrate cemeteries, we can desecrate your cemeteries also. So it's not a good idea. So that's another reason not to allow it. And Mimela, Alpidin, we have a Chash Isudaraisa of being Mvatal the Kavasik Berenu, and Losel the Nivlaso of being Mvaz of the Mace, and also the bad things that are going to come from it. And therefore, we cannot be Matir, this real estate developer, to use this Beis HaKvaris and build buildings. Okay, so we were Zoche B'Siyata Dishmaya to learn some, and obviously this isn't the final word. We still have to search B'li Neder for other Dirachim to be Miyashiv, the Gemara, which says it's only Darkei Shalom, and the Ramban, who says it's Daraisa. But we have one Mahalach here, as we saw, that if the Chilik is whether we caused it or not, and we should be Zoche Lilmod U'Lamed Lishmo V'Lasos U'Lekayim. It's called Divrei Talmud Torah Tobi Ahava. Amen V'Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.